USDA's Risk Management Agency has expanded crop insurance options to provide relief to farmers affected by severe weather, including both too much moisture and not enough. Mike Alston with RMA explains the new offerings within the Supplemental Coverage Option, SCO, and the Average Production History Yield Exclusion.
For SCO in crop year 2015, we offered it for barley, corn, soybeans, cotton, cottonseed, rice, sorghum, and wheat. We expanded that for a 2016 crop year to include alfalfa seed, canola, cultivated wild rice, dry peas, forage production, grass seed, mint, oats, onions, potatoes, and rye. Also, we have the APH exclusion because of the recent natural disasters, persistent drought, excessive moisture. Producers now have the option to exclude some of those low yields because of exceptional bad years. Those crop years are eligible when the average per planted acreage yield for that county was less than 50% below the simple average of the previous 10 years. Those counties will be eligible for the APH exclusion. It will allow eligible producers to receive a higher approved yield on their insurance policies through the Federal Crop Insurance Program.
Alston says producers also have access to new online tools designed to help them determine the options that work best for their operations, such as the Crop Insurance Decision Tool and the APH Mapping Tool.
The online map viewer provides valuable information for those farmers and ranchers on the crops and counties eligible for SCO and APH yield exclusion for 2016. It's an interactive map illustrating the occurrences of the yield exclusion by crop, irrigation practice, and location. So this is more of an online map that illustrates the changes in the program for SCO and APH yield exclusion.
The online tools can be found at rma.usda.gov. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.